Decrying Slavery in Uncertain Times on This Moment of Indiana History. Hoosier abolitionist Stephen S. Harding was born in 1808, coincidentally, the year the Constitution had designated that Congress would be allowed to prohibit the importation of slaves. On moving with his large family to Ripley County in southeastern Indiana in 1820, Harding found that many of his neighbors remained sympathetic to slaveholding in defiance of the new state's constitution. Becoming a lawyer at age 20, Harding made a business trip for a client to New Orleans, where he visited a plantation for the first time and witnessed the Crescent City's slave markets. After 8 months in the South, Harding returned to Indiana, dedicating himself to the abolition movement. Disregarding friends' warnings, Harding gave speeches to groups of armed men, along with those who accused him of treason for advocating abolition. Harding was not a radical moral abolitionist, believing rather that slavery was unconstitutional, meant for it to survive only temporarily, to keep the 13 colonies together, and then be automatically abandoned. Harding lived to see anti-slavery sentiment grow in Indiana in the 1850s as Northerners became outraged at attempts to expand slavery into western territories like Kansas, and he became active in the Free Soil Party. By 1856, he had joined the newly formed Republican Party, viewing it as the nation's best hope for abolition. Harding served in two posts during the Lincoln presidency, first as governor of Utah Territory, and then as Chief Justice of the Colorado Territorial Court. A Moment of Indiana History is a production of WFIU in partnership with the Indiana Public Broadcasting Stations. Research support comes from the Indiana Magazine of History, published by the Indiana University Department of History.